This is CliffCentral.com. The Buzz on CliffCentral.com.
Hello, hello, and a very warm welcome to The Buzz on CliffCentral.com. I'm Jen Hsu.
Hello, everyone.
That's Jason.
I'm always so
Von
surprised.
Hook.
Yes, my name, I forgot my name.
He forgot
there for
his
a second.
Name.
I don't
actually.
Know how you do this.
Because we've been running. He's pressing too many buttons. And then there's also one more right here.
Hello, it's Nikita Camacho, and we're all in studio today.
I know. I think that's the weird thing. Maybe we're not used to having all of us together. But this is like a reunion. I mean, I even came in, got to hug all the guys at the Cliff Central studio. And I have to say, maybe it's good to be away for a few weeks, because then when you're away, people come back and want to hug you. Next week, they'll be like, oh, God, Jen's here again. All right. Whatever.
No, I'll always give you a hug, Jen. Everyone always loves to give you hugs.
Ah, well, there you go.
You're just a huggable person.
So what events have you guys gone to this week?
Sure. I've been keeping a low profile. It's been very, very quiet for
really?
Me.
Really? Someone up for your arrest?
Next week is actually when it kicks off.
Sure. We'll be kicking off with the E-Entertainment event, which is going to be a big one.
That is.
I think Bonang is hosting it, but I suspect there's something more to that arrangement. I feel like there might be a production of some sort.
Yeah, because E's up to something.
There if
you
is.
Look at the
I don't know if I can give a little bit of a hint.
Give a hint.
The person who designed my dress at the J&B Met.
Yes, I've seen
those. Johan Kassia is doing like an incredible fashion collection. It's going to be just eye-popping.
For the event? Or
for
E?
For the event.
For E and the event. So there's something with that.
And he did.
Are you modeling?
Let's see.
I'm not sure. Well, you'll find out. But anyway, yeah, the J&B Met was a lot of fun. A lot of celebs. Arna Carstens, Boyti Tulo looked incredible.
She looked amazing. The front newspapers loved her.
Every newspaper had Boyti there. And she's just so she's so down to earth. You know, the next day she was just kind of like hanging out with her glasses on, no makeup, just totally chilled and relaxed.
See, that's why I don't know why she's dating Casper.
I also don't see it.
Because he's not down to earth at all. Sorry. I'm just going to put it out
there. That's your version of it.
Yeah,
it
is.
I like Casper.
Okay.
Casper and I get along very well. well, not that well, but, you know, we're friends. But anyway, Kanye Mbao also was amazing in this fluorescent outfit, which was pretty awesome.
Okay.
I loved it.
And your toe? All intact?
My toe
everything's
is intact,
fine.
But my toe looks pretty awful. And I actually found some glue so I can get those press-on nails because it's really not looking very nice.
Really,
it looks
Jen?
Pretty bad in photos, and that's why even on Twitter now, I just had to crop that photo of all of us. Not only was I standing on my tippy toes because I'm standing next to the official essay finalists who
this
are about
essay, yeah.
three feet taller, but also my toe is really yucky. Anyway, but we've got someone very special in studio with us.
We do. Francois Lowe, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Yay, welcome.
And I suppose we can still say Happy New Year because I think once we
New Year.
There you go. So happy Chinese New Year.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, now, as we say, 恭喜发财红包拿来. Now that you said that, it basically means Happy New Year, now give me the money.
Oh, I like the red envelopes.
That's it.
Yeah, that sounds like me every day.
Chinese people are very straightforward, so.
Yeah.
Say it again in Chinese.
恭喜发财红包拿来.
Oh, no, I'm not going to even attempt it.
恭喜发财.
恭喜发财.
Yeah, 恭喜 means congratulations. 发财 means to be prosperous.
Prosperous, okay.
红包 is the red envelopes. That's the one that we put the money in.
Okay.
Hint, hint. 拿来.
Bring it over.
Na lai.
Yeah, bring it over, baby.
Okay.
Bring
lai.
I'll say na lai.
Na lai. N-A-L-A-I.
So kung fu. No? What is the first bit?
Oh my God, we're going to be here forever.
How do you say,
that much
how do you
time.
Say congratulations? Because I want to say congratulations. Kung shi.
Kung shi.
Kung shi, Francois. Because you have been appointed as the official first male ambassador for Avril Lavigne.
Yes, they call me the Kali ambassador. Thank you.
Round of applause.
Thank you.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited. It's such a cool brand to work with. I've worked for them, not for them, with them for many, many years. And then this year, like I said to you earlier, it was actually like a two-year negotiation because Avril Lavigne is a huge, huge company. It's a company that belongs to the Tupperware brands, the big conglomerate in the USA. So everything had to be approved through the head office
in
Orlando. And, you know, they owned 9 different cosmetic brands all over the world. So I'm very honored to work with such a big, big brand. You know, it's not only Avril Lavigne that I will be working with. It's also Tupperware and doing the training for their staff also in image.
Sure.
So it's very exciting for me. I'm very honored.
So you are the ambassador for Southern Africa. So that means you are going to be getting lots of stamps in your passport this year.
Yes.
And you start next week, you said.
Next week, my first trip is to Namibia Windhoek.
Never wow. A bad place to go.
I love that place.
It's fun, yeah. It's a great
city. Lots of fun, yes.
You should hang out with someone from, her name is Delish from Big Brother Africa.
Oh,
she won
gorgeous.
It.
Mm.
Oh, really?
She is Delish, and she's amazing. She actually took us around Windhoek in her car, and we were jawling, and then it was during the Soccer World Cup, and Brazil was playing Germany, and that's when Brazil was completely, like, annihilated, and we were at this German pub, and we were just drinking and having a jawl, and she just took us around. We were there to interview her for 10 minutes, and we landed up spending the whole day with her.
But this is the thing with Namibians. They take you everywhere, and they entertain you. They just love hosting people.
Especially when you're going to be helping them.
Exactly.
So what does it all entail?
So the first part is to relaunch the entire brand in terms of color. So I'm working with the whole cosmetic range, and we're going to relaunch foundation, eyeshadows, doing color selections, so it's suitable for both Caucasian, Indian skin, African skin, everything. So it's a huge task. We've already started with that, selecting all the different colors. So our first step is eyeshadows, which is a very difficult task.
So what are some of your makeup tips?
Oh, my makeup tip is never to go without makeup.
Even yourself?
No, well, if you do...
You look like you might have a little bit of mascara on, actually.
No, that's my natural lashes, but
yeah.
Thank
really?
You.
Really? Yeah. Wow. But you have long lashes.
Long lashes.
That's
very
amazing.
Fortunate. Yeah, so what I do is I tint them. Yeah, but I don't want to talk about myself.
So yes, it's okay. In general, what are some of those great cosmetic tips?
Yeah, so one of my biggest tips is a woman should never wear less than 6 products. So it always has to be a foundation, always eyebrow pencil. Doesn't matter how dark or how light your eyebrows naturally are. The next one is always mascara, like you said. Blusher is one of the most greatest things that any person can use. It just adds a little bit of health to your skin. And you can also use that as an eyeshadow. Lip liner, definitely a must. It doesn't matter how young you are. You know, lip liner can also double up as a lipstick, and it lasts so much longer than a lipstick, and it can't dry out your lips. And then lip gloss. Nothing more beautiful than a woman with sticky lips.
I'm trying to count how many products I have in my face at the moment.
I know. I'm also counting how many.
Okay, so
is that why you are so deep in thought?
Yes, like deep in thought. I'm like, okay, I did put some lip liner, then the lipstick.
Jason can't participate in this.
And I'm like, eyeshadow, I've got the eyebrows.
Yeah. And skincare for men?
So skincare for men, I'm big on skincare. It's one of my biggest things, especially sunscreen. One of my favorite products for average laners, they've got this amazing product for everyday use. It's called the Daily Enviro Defense. It's one of the only SPFs that last for up to 8 hours. Because the secret about an SPF, it doesn't last for longer than 2 to 3 hours on your skin. So after that, you actually need to reapply. Yes. So they've got something in there. It's an ingredient called Tinosorb, which makes the SPF last for 8 hours.
Sure, that's useful, especially for us in our climate in South Africa. And this heat is insane.
Not helping.
Yeah, so when people go out every morning, or you know, you're getting ready for work and you're applying your sunscreen and you think that it's going to last you the whole day.
Yes, and
it doesn't.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's in a nutshell, that's very quickly that I can share with you a few tips. One of my favorite tips is definitely the sunscreen, because you need to take care of your skin. I firmly believe that after the age of 40, you get the skin that you deserve.
Ooh.
Okay, so
the age of 40.
Mm.
We still got time.
Yeah, we still got time.
We still got a bit
of
time.
I'm very pedantic
about
the
sunscreen. But it's so interesting because people from 40, they always say that, you know, they're worried about wrinkles, they're worried about
But by then
spots.
The damage is done, isn't
that's,
it?
That's the whole thing.
Oh,
so I believe in prevention, not cure. So start now. If you're young, start now, because you'll be very, very pleased with yourself once you look at yourself in the mirror at that age.
Then I'm going to look fabulous, eh? With all the sunscreen that I put every day, I think over 40 I'll be great.
glowing. So you own that, sister.
I know,
you
owning
do
it.
So you're also doing a little bit of filming in that as well, because you're no stranger to our TV screens. I mean, you've been on TV you know, people go, you're the go-to guy essentially for a lot of, you know,
I would hope so. Yes. So I'm always just a guest on these programs where I share my tips in everything regarding fashion and image. Mm-hmm. So whatever the program is about, this, and that's why I think I'm very versatile when it comes to image. I can help people with hair, makeup, fashion tips. So I work with a lot of fashion designers, magazine shoots, you know, that sort of thing.
And you're going to be doing a couple of YouTube videos for
purpose for Avrish Lane is to do YouTube tutorials that they will also send via WhatsApp. They've got 100,000 people selling Avrish Lane across Southern Africa. So, you know, it's a really big brand. And to train people in this product, they need these kind of help, social media help, also to sell it to their customers. So it just makes it so much easier.
But YouTube is amazing because, I mean, you can look...
anything,
I think
really.
It's just become that platform now where you want to know how to put makeup on.
That's
you
it. Go the how-to platforms are very big.
And those tutorials, those makeup tutorials are insane.
It's wonderful.
What's amazing is when you buy a product, for example, let's say you see, you know, contouring is in or strobing, and it's very easy to buy the product, but to apply it is actually where the difficulty comes in. So that's why I think makeup tutorials are actually fantastic. And some of them, they actually buffer them so quickly that not even 5-10 minutes, you can be your own little makeup artist at home.
Exactly. It's so easy. I mean, it's very similar to Cliff Central actually, because you can download whatever you want to hear or want to look at, and then you can train yourself. So that's the main purpose. Social media will be very big this year for myself and that brand.
And there's a whole team that's helping you to film the YouTube videos.
Yeah. No, so it's a huge marketing team that's working together with myself and Avrish Lane.
Wow, yeah. Fantastic. Mm.
Very nice. And what else is going on for 2016 for you?
Well, I'm also the ambassador for Diesel Eyewear for 2016. So I'm getting lots of free sunglasses, which is wonderful. And I never knew they had such nice... And look at these, Jen.
Very nice.
How nice are they? So they've got such nice sunglasses. And that's also one of the things. Like, you know, you just have to wear the brand, talk the brand, show it off, how it works, who's it for. I'm very privileged this year. 2016 is actually such a great year for me, for myself.
So far, it's only February.
That's amazing. Well, how do we reach you on social media?
So it's actually quite easy. At all of my social medias are Francois Low 1, Twitter and Instagram. If you want to find me somewhere else, just my website is francoislow.co.za, and all my social media links are also on there. So you can just click on it and follow it on there. I'll be sharing all my beauty tips on there.
Excellent stuff.
There you go.
Well,
thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Really appreciate it.
And if you want delicious details, we'll give them to you because she's fun.
Okay, I will definitely get that.
Yeah, she will definitely look after you.
And Jason will be there too, don't worry.
Yeah, I can see he's got that longing in his eyes.
I'm due for a stamp in my passport. So
what Namibia, passport are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Jason will be there to wipe all the sand off, you know, the makeup table. Because, you know, there's so much sand in Namibia.
Exactly. And the wind blows.
The wind blows heavy. So Jason will be there to
Thank
help
you,
out.
Jason. I'll appreciate that.
There you go. Cool. Awesome. Anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you, guys.
Us.
Thank you, Francois.
This is CliffCentral.com. On the table dancing like it's a
birthday, sipping all these drinks, still looking so we're turning up the heat in the studio right here on cliffcentral.com. You're listening to The Buzz, myself, Jason Von Berg, Jen Su, and Nikita Camacho. Texera.
No, it's Camacho, it's fine. Nobody needs to know about my married name.
So I feel a little I'm a little bit intimidated here. Duncan's just left me in the lurch because now I'm like surrounded by all this bevy of beauties around me.
Especially right in front of you, which are two beautiful official Miss South Africa finalists.
And I'm not going to stuff it up like Steve Harvey.
You can't.
And the winner is...
The winner is... Nintendo! No joke, sorry. It's Sharon Rose. My bad, it's actually Jen Su.
Oh, there we go.
Royal wave, Jen.
Can you imagine? We could video this. This is quite funny. Anyway.
It is, yeah.
But it's amazing. You guys are one of the... How many? There's 12 finalists, right?
Yes, there's 12.
Mm. And the pageant, official pageant, is Saturday, March 19th in Carnival City this year.
Carnival City.
very, very soon.
So why Carnival City instead of Sun City?
Sun City is currently going through... Sun City is currently getting renovated, the Super Bowl, so that's why we had moved it to Carnival City.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think it'll
pretty
be
exciting,
nice.
Though.
I didn't realize they had to move the competition because of that. It's an 800 million rand renovation that they're having at the moment.
Lots of stuff. Construction, new rides, the entertainment center is going to be amazing. So maybe one of you will be officially cutting that ribbon and welcoming everybody to Sun City.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? The pageant is, what's this, 6 weeks away?
Yes. Yeah, it's a couple of weeks away. I'm excited but nervous at the same time. We're looking forward to it. I mean, we've been working so hard since last year, August, and now we're here. It's like the final stages and it's pretty exciting. We just can't wait to get there and stretch our stuff on the stage.
Excellent. So what is training like? Do you go through, you know, what types do you have classes? Do you have, you know, media training?
Earlier,
how to walk?
On, we had workshops. So mm-hmm. they did like a really good job of like getting different kinds of people to come and teach us on professional impressions, on social media as well, and on other things just like
you have to be careful with that.
What did they tell you about social media? What have they said?
Think before you tweet. Think before you retweet. Think before you like.
Think so before you post.
Anything. I mean, it's just a simple thing, just as liking someone else's status for saying other things could just go south. And yeah. I mean, there could be 11 of us. And we always joke about saying like top 11. So it's like an inside joke that whenever we do anything, like top 11, hashtag. So yeah, it's been an amazing process. I mean, we've learned a lot. And I mean, they've also gotten like lovely motivational speakers like CEO and women also leading in the industry as well. So it's been like more than the fun and the glamorous part, we've actually like learned and grown as well. Yeah, so it's been an amazing time.
Yeah, that's what I enjoy about seeing this sort of competition, because I used to work at DSTV and I did a lot of Mzansi Magic, and that specific year that I was managing the social media accounts for Mzansi Magic, Melinda Bam was named as the winner. Mm-hmm. And we went through the whole process of like, you know, cutting it down from, and they made a reality show out of it. So I think there were like 30 finalists and then they whittled it down to 12. And in that year, it was just amazing to see how in August, where you were to where you were in December. And I think you guys will probably notice that as well, you know, how much more... It's not in a bad way, but you probably are more refined and more confident in yourselves, and therefore when you put it out there to everybody else. So.
I think that's the one thing we truly appreciate about the process, is the fact that when we got there in August, we are not the same as we are now. There's so much growth that we have went through the workshops, as Sharon has already shared, and just a matter of confidence as well, because now obviously you watch everything you do, you watch everything you say, the way you speak, the way you dress. You now put in more effort in how you look and the things that you're saying, the things that you're involved in. So it's a tremendous growth that you go through.
Now I want to know about the drama behind the scenes. It can't be all perfect and everybody's smiling and lovey-dovey. I want to hear it
honestly, and this is not a lie.
Hashtag #topping.
I am telling you, this is not a lie. You know what, like 12 of us, it's a group of like really intelligent and smart girls.
Yeah.
So everyone's like playing it really well. There may be some drama. I will not confirm or deny that.
Do you get any kind of, you know, sniggering looks from people?
Or side eyes sort of for days.
The side eyes.
Hashtag.
You think it's a pose, but it's actually like a bitch, please.
Yeah, with the wave.
Yeah. But then honestly, I mean, it's we've honestly, for me, I mean, I came into the competition really reserved. I mean, protecting myself, and I never really expected to make friends like I did. And I mean, we've actually grown really close to each other. I mean, I look at the other time I was having a conversation with one of the finalists as well, and we actually had like a little almost cry, and I was like, oh my gosh, I hate that I'm so close with you now. I'm like you better not win, because I'm giving you all this advice. I'm like, you better not win.
But yeah, the process is about a lot of that, because when you come into the competition, you're thinking, oh, you know, this is what I need to do this. But when you get there and you get to know the girls, you actually become so close, and you actually advise each other on things. You could tell your roommate that I don't think you should wear that dress, even though in mind you still think it's a competition, you shouldn't be doing that.
They might be telling you that just so they want you to wear something that's not so nice.
But we do that. But we do that. And at times you'd find ourselves, when we have to leave the Maslow, we'd find ourselves that we're so sad that we're leaving the girls, we're leaving the staff at the Maslow, and everyone is just so wonderful. It's crazy how it's a competition, but
now.
We're so close.
Don't cry. But I think, so explain to us now, because you've been doing this for a while, do you put your lives on hold for the duration of this period? I mean, do you, up until, or do you carry on studying or whatever you were doing before you were made a finalist of Miss South Africa 2016?
Well, approaching the pageant, it has become a full-time job.
Okay.
Because we leave the Sunday and we come back on the 24th of February. And then we are home for 8 days and then we go back on the 3rd of March until the pageant.
Oh, wow. Sure.
Okay.
So it has pretty much become our lives. I mean, it was a bit easier to, and I guess also with the way that it's structured, it's a bit easier to finish off your degree or to finish off your year, whatever year that you may be in.
Okay.
Or to put in some leave.
In the previous year.
In the previous year.
Okay.
But in the beginning of the year, approaching the pageant, this is my full-time
job.
Okay.
Wow.
So what were you doing before you became a finalist? Were you studying as
Yeah,
well?
Yeah, I was studying. I finished last year.
Congratulations.
Graduating okay. soon.
What did you do?
I did my honours in curriculum issues.
Wow, yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, so that for me, now it's like, this is what I'm focusing on, Miss South Africa. And it just came at the right time in my life as well, because I'm done with my studies and I'm just
And where did you study?
At Wits.
At Wits,
yes.
Okay.
Very nice.
And
Gigi LeMain was also at Wits. She was one of our guests recently. She also graduated.
Is it?
So Wits is turning out some very good students.
Exactly.
Very good looking students.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm a BSc biotechnology graduate from the University of Pretoria. And then before the pageant, I was actually doing some part-time work, working as an English teacher. And I was actually there for a week, and then I found out I was top 25. So then I had to resign because I hadn't accumulated any leave or anything.
Oh,
but I mean, I'd say it's quite an amazing reason to actually say, no, I'm going to miss SA.
Like, sorry, and just step away, guys.
Sorry, I can't teach you English anymore. You're on your own.
Remember me as I wave goodbye.
Amazing. So, okay, so now there are 12 of you, and then you go through to Carnival City, you go for wardrobe fittings, all of that stuff. Is
and
that
swimsuit
exciting? Yeah,
too.
Swimsuits.
I think for me, when we got the email recently, where it said the first thing was fittings for opening scene, my heart just sank. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is really happening. This is it. Mm. So it was very exciting, but obviously we're going through a lot of fittings. We're going to be going fittings on Monday, and basically the whole week and the duration that we're going to be at the Maslow, we're going to be doing a lot of fittings just to prepare for the final show.
Duncan? Are you listening to that? Duncan's listening.
Duncan is getting very excited.
Duncan and I are going to be hanging out at the Maslow.
Yeah. Kissing him on the cheek. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that because I'm not supposed to show his girlfriend that photo. He's all worried now. I just announced it.
No, but Duncan and I are just going for a drink at the Maslow. I mean, we're just hanging out. Two boys. You know? Like, that's what we
normal,
do.
Pretty it's
normal. Yeah, so where about in the Maslow?
We're usually everywhere.
Cool.
You're just going to sit there.
And Lisa Laurie, the current reigning Miss South Africa, have you had a chance to chat with her at length, you know, get some advice from her? How's the interaction been?
You know what? I think you always see like any personality at a distance, and sometimes you appreciate and sometimes you don't really appreciate them. But then the thing is, I think because I mean, we entered Miss SA, you appreciate all the former Miss SAs. But then upon speaking to her, I remember there was a time when we were at a photo shoot and then she just came by to pop by, and it was the conviction that she had in her dreams and her passion, and you realize, and she was like, you know, life is magic and just revel in it. And it was just one of those things where I realized, I mean, you just even feel like you've known each other for a very long time, and you actually get to share in that whole spirit. I mean, you realize that in as much as this is a beauty pageant, this is actually a sorority in quotation marks. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's a sorority of very beautiful, ambitious women that actually just want to do something great in the community.
And I still think it is relevant.
It
I must
is.
Admit, I think we went through
Absolutely.
A bit of a lull when, you know, maybe it wasn't being spoken about as much as but I think, you know, with Melinda being a very, very popular Miss South Africa, then obviously Rolene becoming Miss World.
Rolene becoming Miss World, you know.
Liesl held her own at the Miss
World
Universe.
And also did extremely
Miss World,
well.
So, you know, I think it's still relevant. And now, if anything, the perception has changed from being just a typical pageant,
beauty queen
kind of to now like an empowered woman
right.
who
yes,
has her dreams and her That's convictions
right.
all
and
in
she
place.
She can really be a role model and an ambassador.
I think also if you look at the top 12, the caliber of women that they have chosen is amazing. Because you look at each and every person, you realize everyone is studied, like everyone is educated. When you talk to these girls, you realize there's so much ambition that they have, and there's so much that they still want to do. So it's not just, yes, we there, bring pretty and smiling, but it goes it goes deeper than that. There's hearts that are there that are willing to work for South Africa. And I think that's what is important.
And a lot of the Miss South Africa, the past Miss South Africas, they've actually gone on to be the most ambitious businesswoman out there.
Basi Khumalo.
It's incredible. That's why I always think, you know what, when people say Miss South Africa and they like pass us, let's say snarky comments, I'm like, you know what, those women are going places.
Yeah. Exactly.
And more than anything, when I look at it as well, I mean, coming, I had a school visit earlier this morning, and it's a platform of influence. I mean, people look up to you. People look up to the sash and the title. I mean, it's just me going there as a finalist, and you see the way that these kids look at you, and then they actually inspired. I mean, we had a little crying session afterwards with one of the girls.
I think we have like a typical Miss South Africa moment, like holding a young girl and we're both sharing a tear. But it's those things, and you realize what a great thing that it's doing for young girls. And more than anything, actually, let young women actually be proud of being young women and motivate and inspire girls.
Okay, I have two more questions for you quickly. Number one, do you have boyfriends? You're not Miss South Africa yet. So.
Well, are you allowed to have boyfriends? That's the question.
I'm going to answer this honestly. I don't have a boyfriend at the moment.
Okay.
So, yeah.
There you go. Tick
and
one.
Are you allowed to have a boyfriend?
Well, I think everything that they try to promote with Miss South Africa is a lot of privacy when it comes to your personal matters. So generally it's about that. If you do have a boyfriend, I mean, it's really about keeping that private and not making it interfere with your title. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Sharon Rose Khumalo is here, and I'm going to promote Sharon Rose Khumalo.
So I'm not going to answer that one.
Good answer. You see, they've taught you well.
Right.
Your PR silence training has paid off. Okay, second question from me. Who? Okay, so this is like Joanne Strauss, or I don't know who does the questions at the pageant, but I'm not going to ask you, like, what do you think about World Peace? Who cares about that shit? What I want to know.
The UN doesn't care. Jason.
Yeah, no one. Let's just move on. So, what the other question is who was your favorite Miss South Africa and why?
My favorite Miss South Africa was Basetsana Khumalo, definitely. I felt like she was one of those Miss South Africas that got the opportunity and she fully utilized it in becoming a better woman, but not only for herself, but indeed, for many people that are around her. So I greatly admire her.
Fantastic.
Good answer.
And Sharon Rose. Good answer.
Mine would have to be Peggy Sue Khumalo.
Ah.
And
any relations?
No relation at all. I've been told that we look alike, which I love.
We have the same surname.
We have the same surname. We both have double barrel names, but we're not related. But her story really resonates with me. I mean, she really used the Miss South Africa platform of becoming a success as well. I mean, now she's big in Investec as well. And I mean, she's gone all over the world studying and she's very accomplished. So those are the kind of people that I look up for. But I mean, obviously, Rolene Strauss, we've had a chance to meet her a couple of times.
Amazing.
And I can tell you this, it's not allowing people to say she's humble.
She really
she
is.
Introduces
she
herself.
Really
and I'm thinking, we know who you are. You don't have to introduce yourself.
She is. Yeah, she's incredibly humble. She's so hardworking. She never has a bad thing to say about anybody. You know,
she's
actually
so smart.
Just very, yeah. She's
gorgeous,
very composed.
Gorgeous.
Sure. And
gorgeous.
And
yeah.
Gorgeous.
Not forgetting gorgeous.
Can't get over her beauty. It's
and
incredible.
And she's going to be doing an incredible job in the medical field as well. Which
that's
is,
right.
For me.
She went back to school.
I just love that.
I think that's amazing. It is amazing.
Who's the fiancé?
A very lucky man.
There we go.
Jason's like wishing and hoping.
But I have my BSc and my honors students in studio here. So yeah. It's all good.
So how do we reach you guys on social media?
You can reach me on Twitter. I am at Miss Gunene. On Instagram, I am Gunene_Ntando. And on Facebook, Kutsintande Nkosi Gunene.
Okay. Are you related to the Kenny?
No.
Okay. I just have to ask the question.
Yes, I get that question quite a lot. And sometimes I think, if I could actually say yes, I wonder what would happen.
Get out.
I don't know.
No, he's cool.
Question.
He's yeah,
as long
he's,
as you're
he's
not
actually quite entertaining. So.
Sure. On both Instagram and Twitter, it is @ IT Sharon Kumalo, and on Facebook it is Sharon Rose Kumalo, Miss SA 2016 finalist.
And then the official hashtag for Miss South Africa this year is
hashtag Miss SA 2016.
There you go. Cool. Well, nice. Good luck, ladies.
Thank you, beautiful girls. Amazing to have you guys. And Tando Kunene and Sharon Rose Kumalo, Miss SA finalists. Catch the pageant Saturday, March 19th, live from Carnival City.
We should do a live broadcast from there.
Oh, I don't mind. And we can dress up as well. Yeah.
There you go.
What do you think?
I love it. Let's do it.
Let's talk to Neil after this. Let's make it happen.
Let's.
No, I mean.
Neil's going to say yes.
No, I mean.
I'll grab Gareth to come along with me.
There you go. Cool. Nice. Okay, thank you so much for joining
us.
We'll catch you soon. That is Sketchy Bongo with Shekinah from Idols fame. I love her voice.
Me too.
I'm a big fan of that song. Oh,
we all love that song. We had the official Miss A finalists just now. They were also dancing to the song. We loved it.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And now we've got three more amazing people in studio with us. We've got the guys who are going to be involved with Top Model. The big pageant is tomorrow night. We've got Dean and Crystal Mason, the Power Couple essay finalists, and also Matthew Ford. He was one of the top five finalists last year in Top Model, and he's going to tell us all about it, all three of you. Welcome to The Buzz.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for flying up from Cape Town just for The Buzz today.
Oh, it's a big pleasure. It's an honor to be here.
Sorry we couldn't get you on an earlier flight. 5 o'clock was
red-eyed flight. Yeah. That's a good one.
Cool. So what's happening this weekend? Tell us a bit more about this event. Who's going to go?
Okay, Top Model, pretty much I'll explain from the beginning. Top Model is a competition in which gives all models, new and experienced models, a platform to truly learn about the industry itself, as well as to gain an experience of an actual fashion show. And then also what comes afterwards, which is amazing, which the winning guy and the girl get to go to the UK and represent South Africa in the UK.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's really amazing opportunity. I know some people are very worried about, you know, they enter these competitions and nothing happens afterwards. But I was top five last year, and I'm now with Boss Models, one of the best agencies in South Africa at the moment. And then what's going to happen with the competition, they're going to be walking, example, a fashion week type setup, where they'll be walking designer clothes. The guys and the girls will be walking designer clothes, and they will actually get the opportunities, and they'll be judged by my judges next to me right here. They're the Power Couple. And what's going to happen then, the top five guys and girls automatically get signed to Boss, whereas the winning guy and girl will go to the UK and represent South Africa.
Sure. Wow.
I'm so jealous. Jesus. Where was this when we were younger?
Yeah, because you're so old, friend.
I know.
But what are some of the criteria to enter? You obviously must be a certain height, certain look.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
It's not so judgmental on the look. What we're looking for, though, is we're looking for people who are beautiful on the outside as well as the inside. But we are looking for the model. You need to be a certain height of 172 for the ladies, and then 175 for the guys.
I'm 172 on stilts.
I mean, how many ginger models do you have out there? Hello. I'm not tall.
It's a unique offering. So
come, let's go. So you the judges. How do I get involved in this now? How do I impress you?
Like, how tall are you, Jason?
178.
178. Gee, how tall do the guys have to be?
I dropped my mic. Sorry.
175.
Okay, I'm done.
You're the only one who could represent us at a pageant.
Why? You're too short.
We're too short.
I'm too short.
Are they too short?
I'm 1.65. I'm 1.63.
But there is a saving grace for those who are a bit too short. We also
Vertically challenged.
Is it these heels?
Well, high heels could work. But we also have a beautiful fresh face competition for those who are shorter than the required height, which you can actually enter in that. And then Suzette also runs that, who is the CEO of Top Model. Suzette is an amazing woman who truly has gotten all of us together. I'm in the scouting process now as well as tomorrow night will be the final, and we're going to be, I mean, behind the scenes, and they're going to be judging. So it's truly an amazing experience and opportunity.
And how many finalists are there?
I think it's top 20 girls, and then there are top 10 guys for this year.
And so, what are some of the, you know, parts, the categories that they have to do? Is it like swimsuit? Is it kind of like we were talking about with Miss SA?
Now we're talking.
I wish they said that when I had to do swimsuit. But yes, there's a swimsuit category, as well as there will be suits supplied by Black Tie for the men. And then for the ladies, I'm not too sure who the designer is. But I know that they're going to be walking a few designers' clothes. So it's going to be an amazing show with 1,200 people actually entering.
Sure.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, sorry, to watching the show.
So from a judging perspective, I mean, what are you guys looking for in the models? I mean, you've obviously got the criteria, but you'll know what it's like to be in this industry.
It's sort of up our avenue, because we used to judging bodybuilding and more fitness shows, so it's more body. But I'm sure there's going to be a lot of beautiful people, so we're just going to look for that X factor. That's something that sets that person out from the rest. Yeah, I think that's the way.
Really knows how to carry themselves, yeah. But also just, I mean, you can have the best body, but if you can't carry it on stage and actually like presents what you have, then it's a little bit pointless. Yeah. So yeah, I think we know what we're looking for.
Really? Hmm. What are you looking for, Crystal?
I see the little smirk
on the face. Yeah. I've seen some of the finalists.
So I've got my like little favorites, but yeah, let's see how it goes. I think it's going to be tough competition. So yeah, I think they should just give it their all and yeah, just have fun. Mainly have fun. That is the ultimate. Right.
And both of you were finalists, you know, in the Power Couple South Africa, which also you've got a lot of experience in competition, in reality shows, and all of that. What were some of your most memorable moments from that?
Let's see.
There were quite a few, but in overall, the show just for what it's done for us as a couple, it's really just unlocked so much more in us, you know, and it's revealed stuff to us that we never knew about each other, even though we thought we knew each other so well. The show really just like
And also taught us not to take things so seriously, and to you can be competitive, but kind of draw a line and say, you know what, like, let's enjoy this, like, let's have fun, because that is when you actually excel, is when you have fun in doing what you love.
Yeah, that's true. So. And I'll just share a little story with you quickly. So I think I was reading it on one of the websites yesterday. It was basically about like divorce rates and how people are. I know we're digressing here because it's about the modeling competition or the top model, but they were talking about how this couple were on the verge of getting divorced, and they always used to come home, watch TV and do their thing, and on the cusp, their DSTV stopped working and their TV bombed out. I think it was struck by lightning. And all of a sudden, they were forced to converse with one another. And that was 9.5 years ago. They were on the verge of getting a divorce. Sure. They've been married since, and they no longer have a TV. And they just know each other and they love each other. So it is communication.
Communication.
So I suppose
that is what's lacking, communicating. Mm.
You're right.
And I think that was actually the whole point of Power Couple, was that you had to communicate with each other throughout the challenges. And I always thought the bets were quite hilarious, because I also turned to my husband and I'd say, I'd only bet so much on you, or, you know, he'd do the same.
Yeah.
So it always turns into not a little bit of an argument, but it's nice to see like you start communicating, and I think that, like you said, it's the whole point of the competition.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you'll need some people to communicate in the show tomorrow as well. You know,
absolutely.
That's as a model, you're not just a pretty face. You actually have to communicate with your bosses at Boss Models or you know, on the runway, like, sorry, where do I walk?
So will the models actually have a chance to express themselves as well?
I would say that they do, in a sense of that they actually get to show themselves off to the best of their ability.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's not a personality category, you know, where you can actually get to know them better. But what happens is, I mean, it's a professional show. I mean, the show is it's honestly an amazing experience. I know for the people that are going tomorrow, they're really going to enjoy it. And you get to show your professional side as well as your confidence. I mean, it's difficult. It's very difficult to walk on a ramp. And I know it seems like such a trivial thing, but it really is a difficult thing to do, especially when there are eyes that are watching you. And I mean, this could be your future or not. You know, I mean, there have been people that have been scouted. Norelda, who actually won 2 years ago, went to the UK and won the UK. Won the UK modeling. And then she went to London Fashion Week. And she got accepted then. You know, and then Tertius Portkita also, he came first in Aohia. And he went to the UK, came third. And then also a girl who's with us, Andrea, she actually got scouted by IMG in New York, which
That's
is the same label as Candice Swanepoel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really, I mean, it's an amazing experience. That's, and it's worth it.
Yeah. And we all know how Candice is doing.
Yeah,
like, isn't she one of Jason. The top,
like one of the top models, and I think she was on the Forbes list.
Yeah, she was.
Like $3 million in 2014 or something, and she's 25.
And she was discovered in a Durban flea market. I mean, you know, see who knew.
So,
so have you found any random people in random places as well? Because you said you were talking about scouting.
Yes,
I mean, have you guys seen any talent in the Cliff Central studio.
Personality wise.
Oh, so you're saying that faces are right?
No, we can transform you guys. Don't worry.
This is great.
Wait, I thought you guys were into tomorrow. I thought you were into tomorrow.
I'm judging. Ah, okay. I'm also judging with you guys. Oh. There's going to be 10 judges.
So what are you looking
altogether.
For, Jen?
I'm looking for, well, I'm going to be looking. I'm going to be looking. I hope I don't start staring. I hope I don't start drooling. Yeah, but I think I'm really looking forward to also finding that X factor, to find, you know, something where you really, it's a hard thing to put a label on, but you will just see the way they walk, their poise, their confidence, the way they handle themselves. And, you know, it's not just the physical, but it's a lot more that goes into that. And so I'm looking forward to that. We've got some really cool goodie bags too for the judges, apparently. Yeah, some nice prizes in there.
Can't wait.
Yay.
That's why we came.
And for the scouts, are there any prizes for the scouts?
Ooh. Indeed. Well, I think I heard this Congress de Sedaris, this beautiful champagne for all of the, for all of the judges, and I think also for all of the organizers. Mm. Why not?
Why not?
So excited.
Absolutely.
Well, how do we find out more details about this? Are you going to be tweeting up a storm? I suppose you guys can't because you're judging. Well, you can. You're judging. Yeah. So Jen will update us, no doubt.
Yeah, I'll update for sure.
Yeah.
Indeed. And Matthew?
I don't have Twitter, which I feel is quite bad.
Yeah. That was a little bit
at
of
the
a
moment, maybe not such a bad thing.
Maybe not such a bad thing, right? But yes, Top Model themselves will be on Facebook, actively adding the posts and the photos, as well as Instagram. So for everyone that has those two things, that's good.
Well, Instagram would work very well for this.
Yeah. So, I mean, they will definitely be in contact with people. People will be able to easily get hold of the Top Model crew on their website or on the social media aspects. Yeah.
Cool. And then you guys, where are you on social media?
We're both on Insta and Facebook. Yeah. We don't do the Twitter thing.
It's too much admin. Battery's like flat 2 hours through the day. It's like I'm charging this thing constantly. So it's enough for
us. It's like going back to a landline.
Yeah.
It's constantly on charge.
Constantly charged. No, just Facebook, Dean Peter Mason, and then I'm Crystal Lee Mason as our following names. Okay.
And what else have you got planned for the year? Have you guys, are you involved in any other projects?
We've got a business that's our baby that we are busy growing, and that is our main focus for the year. And whatever else comes, whatever opportunity presents themselves, we're going to grab it and we're going to have fun with it.
And fly.
Yeah, and do it, yeah.
Jet set. Everywhere.
Maybe to London.
But cold, but...
Absolutely. Well, amazing stuff. Thank you so much for joining us on The Buzz. And good luck with everything with Top Model SA tomorrow. Have a great one.
Here's my face. Nikita and our faces are blue still. No one's looking at us.
Zoolander too.
Well done, Jason.
Well done. Yeah, thanks. I'm the winner. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys, for having us.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com. I was 7 years old.
Oh, I had to play some good music for you today on a Friday. It's by Lucas Graham, Duncan. Great song. He's out of Sweden. You should listen to more of his music. I'm going to try to get an interview with him.
I love the song, but it's a little bit melancholy. You know, it makes you think a lot about how years gone by and this kind of thing.
Don't listen to it while you've been drinking, I think.
Exactly.
So you are off to the Top Model tomorrow night.
Indeed.
And Nikita and I are off to the other side of town. We're going to Pretoria for Mumford & Sons.
Yes, that's going
to
be fun.
It's going to be incredible.
Listen, I've been very lucky. I've covered a lot of concerts in my years in this entertainment industry, and I've only paid, I'm going to say it, because I cover them, so I've only paid for 4 concerts, and Mumford & Sons is one of them.
Really?
Yeah, that's how much of a stan I am.
Wow.
So I'm sad that Universal didn't come to the party, but anyway.
You're not complaining.
Well, actually, they said that Mumford & Sons were not doing any interviews, except for one with the main media partner and one with the one newspaper partner, and that was it.
And then TV in Cape Town, yeah, as well.
And that was it, you know. And actually, that interview is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, which is after our broadcast today. Mm. So, and you know, in some ways, yeah, I guess it happens, you know, when they come in, these big artists, they don't have a lot of time. And, you know, they kind of need to maximize their time for and concentrate on, you know, either sound checks or whatever they need to do. And sometimes at that level, too much media can be a bad thing.
Yeah, and it can be a bit distracting, I guess.
It can be distracting.
But indeed. I think it's going to be an amazing show. And I think, from what I've seen, Cape Town reviews are amazing. Durban reviews are incredible. People were saying that, it was a friend of mine saying on Facebook that they were singing so loudly in Durban that they actually threw the band off key completely.
Oh, really? Wow.
Because it was so loud. And these guys are like, thanks, Durban.
you and Nikita will be singing your heart out. I can't wait.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
I've never been to a concert there.
Well, get some good sound bites for us. I want to hear, about the fans and what they think, and
especially since the concert was sold out within minutes.
A minute and a half.
Yeah, online.
A minute and a half.
Yeah, and the only reason why we managed to get tickets was I was online. My brother-in-law was online. He had I think 3 or 4 devices open just to make sure. My sister was there, so everybody was trying frantically. So if you got it, you got the golden ticket. Golden ticket to Mumford & Sons.
So you got through because you bought the tickets. That's amazing.
Yep. I was one of the biggest stands. Uh-oh. Why am I?
What?
What's happening now? Uh-oh. He got some kind of crazy text message.
Oh, okay.
A stalker?
I'm trending in Sydney.
Oh, really? Lovely.
Sydney, Australia?
Sorry, I don't know. I was just checking
to
see if people
have
sent
tweets. We must
have
a lot of fans in Australia.
When you have it, you have
it.
So
we're trending in Australia. You're trending in Australia.
Yeah, you're trending. I wonder why. Was it strutting in the studio?
I think it
now?
Was all those official
Miss
SA finalists.
Yeah.
They obviously have fans in Australia.
Don't go read.
And so does our top model people. Well, we did have some very gorgeous people in studio.
Sure.
Extremely.
That's
gorgeous.
Why I'm going red.
It was a lot of eye candy today.
Sure. It was apart from you two, obviously.
Oh, stop it.
All right. Well,
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just
great.
Looking at this trends map. The buzz is trending in Sydney, Australia.
The buzz is trending.
Woohoo! Kudos to us,
thanks,
guys.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thanks.
Awesome stuff.
Autographs later.
Autographs, anyway. Kudos all around. No, thank you, guys. Thank you for all the support for all these years. It's been great.
Yeah.
Absolutely definitely. Awesome.
So if you want
to
listen
to
the podcast
again. Hashtag
the
buzz on Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com.
And thank you very much for listening to us again today. We'll be back next week between 1 and 2 on cliffcentral.com all around the world just for you guys. Maybe we need to get some Aussie love in there, hey? Hello, mates. Okay, let's get out of here.
It's
getting a little bit lost. Okay, have a good week, friends.
Have a great one.
Keep warm.
This is cliffcentral.com.